And welcome to the Good Sauce Podcast. It's the first ever episode. My name is Brandon. I'm going to be your host for this podcast. A little bit background, a little bit of background about myself. I am a computer science graduate. I work with NHS as a senior information analyst and database developer, blah, 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 all the boring stuff. But the reason for creating this podcast really is because it's just I love having conversations, and it's also for me to speak to people, you know, this whole growing up life, you know, after uni, what are you supposed to do? So I do want to get people's, you know, encourage people by sharing other people's story. I'll have people on here who share their story on different segments. But today, just for the pilot episode, I am joined by my little sister. She's my child. I call her my child, although she hates it.
Yeah, I hate it.
Her name, oh, actually, yeah, introduce yourself.
My name is Rachel. I'm 17. Yeah.
Oh, so you're going to bait your age, yeah?
I'm not like your other child. I'm not bothered about it. Yeah, I'm studying. I'm doing A levels at the moment, so yeah. Also now.
Wait, but what are you studying? Tell people what you're studying. You're
Oh,
studying
I
something.
do A level philosophy, sociology, and English combined. So that's Lithuanian language.
And she's also a writer, guys. So if you guys need,
Yeah.
if you're a producer out there, you know, whatever, director, you should check her out.
Yeah, do that.
But yeah, so today we're going to talk about, because obviously you study sociology, so I thought you would find this topic very interesting.
I do.
Yeah, so we're going to talk about the This Is America video by Donald Glover, aka Childish Gambino, who is also the writer and I think producer or director of Atlanta, and was also on the TV show Community. Have you ever seen Atlanta?
No.
Oh, you need to check it out. Do you know who Childish Gambino is before now?
Yeah, I've heard of him. I haven't really listened to his music or anything though.
Okay. But yeah, let's get straight into it. What did you think of the video?
I loved it. It's so raw. It's very symbolistic as well, if that's even a word. 'Cause like at the in the opening part before he shoots the first guy. Before he kills the first person, he does like this image, which is like a caricature of the Jim Crow image. Do you know what the Jim Crow laws were?
No, see, I didn't actually. It was when I saw someone else make reference to it. That's when I noticed.
Now, I noticed it, but I only noticed that because I did history in GCSE and you have to analyze that type of stuff.
Okay, so
So
what's the Jim Crow?
it
Jim
was just
Crow.
like the segregation laws, like the Black people go there, white people go there. Do you get me? You know all of
Yeah.
that stuff though, yeah. So I found that very interesting because he's like doing very subtle, he's doing very subtle like hints to everything wrong within the American injustice. I think it was very well portrayed. As soon as I seen like the church, like the gospel choir,
Yes.
I kind of
Oh.
thought, yeah, they're gonna make reference to the shooting in that church, aren't they? And then he just shot them all. I was like, beautiful.
Okay, did you pay attention to anything that was going on in the background? Because I personally
I
think that's
did. Because I was like, after he shot the first guy and then the kids started dancing, I was like, okay, see, that's weird. Because they're so desensitized to like the fact that he just killed someone. Do you get me?
exactly, which I think is also part of the message he was trying to portray
Yeah, like they
in
just.
that particular scene, whereby people made reference to it, but the way they looked after the gun compared
Yeah.
to them just dragging the body of the dead person away, and then you see the rioting and everything happening in the background, then you know they're doing all the latest dance and trend, and so
It's like
which
it's a cycle. They just don't care anymore. It's like they're so. It's just become normalized. It's like just a little
exactly,
circle.
it's actually become the norm whereby, okay, it happens, let's move on to what's the next trend. But
Yeah.
then it's still happening. That's the thing. It's still happening behind the scenes. People are still dying. Rioting is still going on. You know, and I think also it shows, because if when I watched it the first time, I was focused on him And then midway through, I realized actually there's a lot, there's too much going on in the background, like what's up. And then I realized I've been so focused on him that I've not actually paid attention to the fact that there are still issues going on, which also shows that we are so focused on what is going on today, you know, the speed at which information is moving on our phones, on our apps, you know, all the latest trend, the fashion, the kids filming everything happening
Oh,
that
yeah,
we're
I
sitting
noticed on the top,
you know, and then, but then it's still happening, but we're still distracted. And like you said, it's starting to become the norm whereby this is just the cycle, you know. And obviously he made the reference to the shooting. Is it South Carolina? I can't remember. Sorry, guys, we're not American. You probably heard
Yeah, in
something like that.
Charleston. I don't know where
Charleston,
Charleston is,
that's it,
but
Charleston.
yeah.
You know, yeah. What other references did you catch? What other things did you notice?
It was just like those main things. I noticed the kids at the top. I was like, because we're so quick to pull out our phones when injustice does happen. We want to record and let everyone know about it. But then within a month's time, it's just another video online to show how brutal America is. And it's just like, it doesn't matter anymore. Like, we just whip out our phones because it's the first thing that we think of.
That's a good point. That's actually a good point. Yeah, we post a lot of the things happening, but are we actually doing
Doing anything.
anything about
It's
it?
like, yeah, in sociology, it's called like a magical break. Like, it refers to escapism. It's like you think that you're doing something by helping, by like you ripping out our phone, us ripping out our phones, recording it, posting it online. It's like, oh, we've helped because we're showing people what is happening. However, we haven't really done anything at all because it's still nothing is changing. The fact that it's being posted and shown everywhere doesn't mean that anything is going to change, and it's just going to return to that cycle that when something very big happens again, we'll just whip out our phones and record.
That's a very good. I actually didn't think about the phone situation in that angle, whereby it is just like taking a break and moving on. You know, once we've shown it, it's like we've done our part. I tweeted about it, I spoke about it, I'm part of the conversation. But at the end of the day, it's just a conversation. It's not
Just
actually
a
an action,
conversation.
you know. So, and that's a terminology I've been hearing a lot is, oh, you know, Black Panther movie, it's creating a conversation. Even someone commented and said, we've been talking more about the video than the actual things that happened in
Win the
the video,
video.
you know, which is exactly, and that's what we even both of us are doing now is we're talking the video and all the representation and all the imagery, but are we going to do anything about it after this?
That's
But
true.
is it our place to do anything about it?
It is because we may not be American, we're still black. Not even we're still black, we're still human. If we can see injustice in the world and we claim to be very moral, and the fact that we're both Christian as well, like it should be within our place to do it. We have every right to do so as well. According to the human rights laws, we have freedom of expression, freedom of speech, and we can exercise all of that by trying to do something much more universal and actually take action of what's happening around us.
But that's okay. So we're going to segue a bit here because when we speak about things like that, you know, what seeing the position we're in, you know, we're not really in a position of, well, that's a position of power to, you know, to go out and do anything of great impact. But I guess if everyone does a little, it can make a great impact.
It can. And if we're claiming we're not in the position of power, but we're in a much better position than people that were fighting during the Civil War, or
That
like
is true.
Martin Luther King. He had definitely had no right, because even the laws were against him for everything that he tried to do, all the marches that they did, all the protests. These people got beaten by barbed wires and bats. They got sprayed with hoses and they didn't back down, and it was very worldwide. Everyone saw it. People in Britain saw it, the way we're seeing the injustice in America still. So if he could do something, he could try to do something that was very much publicized, why can't we, when we even have laws that back us, that say we can do this?
Yeah, we can do those things. That is a very fair point. That is a very fair point. Mm. I think another thing that was in the video, did you hear him saying, black man, get your money?
Yes, the reference to money and material possessions was very interesting.
And then also I kept hearing black man, get your money, black man, get your money.
Yeah.
And I couldn't remember if I've heard it somewhere else, but it just made me think of, I think it also happens, I think maybe more America, the way America is set up is whereby if you're black and you grow up poor, you know, you just need to get your money and get out. Just,
yeah,
you just go make your money. You know, that's all. That's like the main focus for them.
Because this whole idea that they have is the idea of like the American dream, which is like you just try to become as wealthy as you can to live the best possible life. That's like the American dream. Get the big house, have the family, have the wealth and status with it. So the reference to black man get your money made me think of capitalism a lot, because all that they can do is try and gain power and status, and for you to have power and status you must have money. It's quite easy to know, do you get me? They say money doesn't make the world go round. However, in a capitalist society like America and like Britain, it does indeed.
That's another good point. I think also when we talk about the materialistic things is when they had the old car. I don't know why Scissors was in the video, to be honest. I have no idea.
I didn't even notice her.
She sat
on the car. Was it?
Yeah, she was sat on the car. Guys, correct me if I'm wrong, but I believe that was Scissors sat on the car when he said the James Brown, get down, you know, and he did the whole dance. That was a James Brown reference. Did you hear 21 Savage on it?
Nah.
Because he used different voices at some point.
I was hearing different voices. I just thought.
Yeah, and then when they did the dance, it was like, you know.
Yeah.
So, which is obviously a reference to like all the pop culture and things happening. Did you understand the part of him running at the end?
Not fully. I was trying to make sense of it. I didn't know what was happening. I just thought I was deep in it too much. Maybe like trying to get away from, I don't know. I thought of Get Out, but then I was like, I haven't even watched it, so I can't.
Yeah, so well, people made reference to Get Out because when he came on Saturday Night Live.
Yes, I seen like it suggested that he was on Saturday Night Live.
Yeah, he was. He was on Saturday Night Live. And the person that introduced him performing the song was the guy from
Get Out.
From Get Daniel. Out.
That's weird.
And also, there was a video I saw saying that there was a song called Run, Run and Run from like a very, very old song. I don't know the full details. So apparently he was making reference to that as well. So
it wasn't like getting away. Yeah.
So running away from like slavery. It was running away from white people. Like, speaking of white people, there was an opinion that people were saying they were disturbed because they felt like he promoted black on black. Now, why couldn't a white man be the one doing the shooting? What's your stance on that? That he should have used a white man to do the shooting?
I don't think he needs to use a white man to show what's wrong with the American injustice system.
Like, but do you think people will understand it? Because some people could see that and say, black on black crime.
No, I didn't think black on black crime. I just thought it's his song, so he's going to portray it however he wants.
Yeah.
I think you have to be very open-minded about situations like this, because the same people that shout black on black crime are the ones who overthink certain situations. Like, they'll see a white person say monkey and think racist. Do you get me? certain people are just like that, because if you're really focusing on what his message is, you won't necessarily think, why couldn't he use a white person? You'll just think, oh yeah, this is what's wrong with America, like he's trying to say.
Yeah.
I'm not very, like, I don't know. I'm not, like, a big advocate when it comes to, like, oh, white people or black on black. And I'm not very big advocate against that, so I don't know. I don't know if my opinion is biased or not.
You know what the video also made me think about is what's currently going on in London?
With, you know, the crime rate, rising.
It's scary, it's ridiculous, and people, I was speaking to someone and they said it's just because the media is picking it up more, that it's actually been there.
That is very true. I think so.
That the media just hasn't picked it
up before.
You know, because I remember back when I just started uni, or before I started uni, there was the whole stabbing thing going on in London.
Yeah.
It suddenly just died down, but turns out it probably didn't die down.
I don't think it died.
Stop covering.
Yeah. It's what we'll call like a moral panic. It could have, I think whoever said that to you is very correct. Like, we all know London to be a rough place anyway. Like, even though it's like one of the greatest cities in the world, and like it's got so rich in its history because of Buckingham Palace and all of that, it's also mad rough. The like disproportionality between rich and poor there comes with crime and deviance as well. So we all know it to be quite... I know it to be quite rough because it's London. So when I hear more and more about these stabbings, I'm like, I'm sure these were happening anyway. The media just decided not to cover it until now. It's like they need something that they need to be hyped up. Terrorist attacks, all of a sudden, I'm not hearing as much about them.
That is actually very true.
Yeah, so we had the terrorist attacks, we've had Ebola crisis. The building that burned down, yes, I don't know what it's called, but I did that in sociology the other day, actually. And there's always going to be bad things happening in the world. I mean, the human race is so imperfect that there's always going to be mad suffering that they can cover. So I just think that this is like just a new moral panic that they're just overly hyping, because...
Can you explain what a moral panic is?
Oh, it's basically like when the media kind of instill fear within the society and community. Like, terrorists, they'll take a situation and big it up and they'll turn it to a moral panic. There's different types of moral panics, though. Like, there's been, like, back when I was very much younger, we were probably not even in England at this time. It was like the dangerous dog situation where it was like, oh no, watch out for dogs that they can start fighting on the street and eat you or something. And then there was back in the 1980s and 1990s, a mods and rockers situation where when youth subcultures were very much in trend, it was like, oh, these teenagers are fighting. There was the hoodie crisis, like when you have your hoodie on, you're perceived as like a gangster. So if you go into a shop, do you know that one? Yeah. If you go into a shop, it's like, oh, you should take off your hoodie because you should be careful for this and that. So latest moral panics are like, I feel like the stabbing is like a very much recent one. It's deep because it's mad how much crime is happening, but it's always been there because...
It's always been there. Yeah. So would we then say the media should take some responsibility in, you know, showing... Well, that's... Do we always want to see it? You know, do we always want to see it on our screen? Although, yes, it is happening, but now I'm thinking the way humans would think is, we don't always want to see the negative stuff appearing on our screen.
Yeah, that's true.
Positive stuff. And I bet you the World Cup is coming up. So this whole stabbing is going to die down because...
It's going to die down.
We're talking about the World Cup.
Yeah.
I'm taking this stabbing as a distraction of what's going on with the Brexit negotiation.
That is so true.
So when you start looking at the whole big picture, you know, just because even looking at what's going on in America... Trump is under investigation. His lawyer is under investigation. You know, this video comes out. Everyone is focused on the video for now. He did a good job by getting three people that were held captive in North Korea. He brought them back home to
Oh
America.
yeah, he
You
did
know, so
that.
you know, we applaud him for that. That's like a good job, well done. But there's so many distractions from some of the things we should be focusing on, or should be
Yeah.
attention to put pressure on the right people to make the right choices, you know,
Yeah.
to the economy and things like that. So, but yeah, I actually love the video.
I love that video.
I think the video definitely made the song, but I think that's what they were going for. It was more about the video. You know, it's all fun and games. We like to have fun. You know, we do all the dances, but hey, just so you know, because a black lady fell asleep in her dorm room, you know, doesn't mean you won't get the police called on you. So, so this grad student, I think he's in Yale, falls asleep in her dorm room. Well, the common room of the dorm.
Yeah.
This white fellow grad student called the police on her that she doesn't belong there. She was just sleeping. She simply
So
fell asleep. And then she
that's insane.
showed them her room, and they're like, they need to see her ID. And the world is going crazy, to be honest.
Yeah, the world is insane. It's like, have you seen that situation? It was in a uni and some black girl, she was just in her like room. And next thing you know, she just hears banging on her door, and it's like everyone else, they're all white kids, and they're shouting mad racist comments at her. And she's like alone in her room, scared. She doesn't know what to do. And the uni barely did anything about it until she went on to a show, and now the uni's reputation has obviously gone downhill.
Oh, what uni is this in England?
Yeah,
Oh, wow.
exactly.
Well, yeah. Anyway, guys, that's our opinion on the whole This Is America video. I just want to thank Rachel for coming on and helping me with the first ever episode of the Good Sauce Podcast. Thank you.
You're
Actually,
welcome.
this turns out to be a very good conversation. So I think we might actually do this together if you're up for it.
Yeah, I'm fine. I'm fine with that.
You know, so yeah, guys, go check out Rachel. What's your handle?
What do you mean my handle?
Your social media, Facebook,
Oh,
Twitter.
my socials.
Is that it?
My Instagram is r.xchel, so it's r.xchael underscore. My Twitter I don't really use, so don't even bother. That's just it, basically. Just follow my Instagram.
Is that what you guys call it now, the socials, not the handle?
Yeah, the socials. I don't know what you meant by handle. I was very confused.
Well, guys, that's how old I'm getting, guys. That is how old compared to my sisters. That's how old I am. Well, yeah. Okay, guys, I hope you enjoy this. Obviously, we will have more coming. We'll discuss more topics. And I think it's actually, it would be good if both of us do this because you are getting into that transition of becoming a grown up,
Yeah.
literally living it. So there's a lot of things we can discuss and share, and also share both our experience. Our experiences, mine, you preparing to go into uni, and mine after graduating
Yeah.
university. So yeah, guys, thank you for joining us. Hope you
Thank you.
and yeah, see you guys on the next episode, guys.
Bye.
Bye.